Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So, Big Al Max,
yeah.
Derek Jeter-inspired bit is now beginning.
Well, there's this commercial. I saw in the news.
The tip of the hat.
Yeah, the tip of the hat. And it's kind of cool. You know, Derek Jeter's been playing baseball forever.
Is he a good guy, though?
Huh? He's a great
guy. He has scandal, right?
He is very well respected.
He dated a lot of women, but he's...
No scandal. Yeah.
No, not like steroids.
Yeah. So today is the last time that he's going to step on the field as an all-star, in an all-star game.
Yeah, he's gone to 14 all-star games, counting this one.
Right. So after this long career that's about to come to an end, just kind of inspired an idea that I had. Like, today might be the last day that you're doing something. Like I said, maybe it's the last time, the last day that you are going to eat meat. You decided to turn over a new leaf. The last day that you want to be pissed around by your boss at your job. I don't know. So just give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Or like I said, the last day that you're living as a man. Never know. Somebody could be on the way to the sexy place right now.
It is called the sexy place when you go in for those kind of operations.
For the change. Yeah.
Hold on,
sexy
let me look
place.
Up the sexy place because I need an operation.
Hello, sexy place.
I'm tired of living as a man.
I was wondering what kind of sexy operations you guys do at the sexy place.
I need to know who authorized this break. That's all I need to know.
You know what?
Did you take a flyer on this?
He did.
Yeah,
this is me.
How you feeling about this,
Cody? Somebody said, Al, you take it.
This is all me right here. This is all 100%.
And nobody cleared it.
100%.
Nobody said that's a great idea.
100%.
Are you doing something today? Is today the last day you're doing something, Al?
No.
You should have, like, maybe to sell your bit even further.
Maybe an example?
To it.
Yeah, like maybe I gave you three examples right here.
But not of your own.
Nope, I'm going to keep doing everything that I was doing yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
Usually there's some kind of personal tie-in that you come with.
Like a story that relates to you, so you have feelings. Today's the last day that I bring a bit to the show.
People are hanging up by the dozen.
Maybe you're giving up something today.
The last day he brings a bit to the show.
There you go.
No,
which was preceded by yesterday, the first day I brought a bit to the show.
I want to bring bits to the show. Al, we have one example that you
all
could
All right,
use.
There you go. That's all I need.
Stevie has it for you.
One good one.
Stevie, what should Al do?
Yes, I think today should be the last day that Big Al ever rates a woman.
Oh, you know, I really don't like rating, but they
asked
me to.
You seem very uncomfortable giving me an eight.
They asked me to. Yeah, I mean, I did it. If you asked me to do it, I'll do it, but it's not something I take joy in.
Al is an expert rater.
Every woman's a 10+.
Oh, look at you.
Look at you.
Stevie, you're married, aren't
you? How many years you been married?
No, I ain't had a girlfriend forever.
Oh, you haven't?
No, that's why, because I put them up on a pedestal, and that's not what they want.
And how can you choose between all these 10 pluses? It's hard to settle for
that
one.
That makes life so much easier.
Maybe today should be the last day that you put women on a pedestal.
Ow.
I'm going back to school now, and if it wasn't for y'all's show at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's the one of the amazing reasons I get up. I just wanted to call in and voice my opinion. I just love y'all's show. Guys.
Thanks, Stevie.
Wow, you're a good guy.
Luckily, Al's bit made it really easy for you to call in.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought about.
You have no problem getting through on the phone lines.
Lines are open right
now. Good luck at school, Stevie. Oh, that's a good guy.
Plenty of lines open.
All right.
Right now.
Plenty of lines.
800-543-3548.
Sarah, today's the last day for what?
Today is the last day I'll be pregnant.
Oh, having a
nice
baby.
Oh, popping it out, huh?
Yep.
What time are you going in?
I'm actually in the hospital right now. I got induced this morning, so we're just a waiting game now.
So has anything started to feel different? You feeling some kicks and contractions?
Not yet. I've only been here about an hour.
Okay.
Hadn't kicked
in. Wait, so are you listening in the hospital room on a radio or on your phone?
On the radio, yep.
What are you having and what are you naming it?
The baby.
I'm having a boy, and his name is Lincoln. He is my third boy.
Third boy.
Wow.
That's nice.
Lincoln is rising in popularity.
Yeah. Are you part of Dilation Nation?
Getting there.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well,
congratulations.
God bless you today, and I hope you have a smooth and easy delivery.
What do you need, 10 millimeters of dilation?
I don't know. I didn't have to do that.
That's way too much for a guy to know. Too much information for a guy.
I've had two kids.
I'm pretty sure it's 10 centimeters, not milliliters.
Oh, yeah.
Milliliters.
Yeah, milliliters might be a little too small for a baby to fit through.
I'm dilated about a liter by now.
Liquid measurements.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good times. Yes. Brooke, today's the last day for?
Today is my last day smoking.
Oh, congratulations.
So you're giving it up on a Tuesday, which is an interesting day.
It's random, huh?
Yeah. Did you try yesterday and it just didn't work, so you're going to start over again today?
No. I always fail on Monday, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, my husband tends to work out of town sometimes, and he left this morning, and that's the best time for me to quit smoking because otherwise he might take the brunt of that.
Yeah. Well, he's probably the number one cause of your stress, which makes you turn to cigarettes.
Actually, he's not, but I'm on the phone and I'm nervous and I'm driving, which are both triggers for me. So I actually would love to have a cigarette right now.
Don't do it.
Well, think of us because we're supporting you. That's a very good thing you're doing for yourself.
Way to go, Brooke.
Thank you.
Good luck. And, just tweet us or text us or call back and let us know how you do.
All right. I sure will.
Good luck. We're all supporting you.
Good luck.
Yay. Hey. Brooke's last day of smoking.
Man, that's a habit. I'm just so glad I never picked that up.
Me too.
I'm so glad.
My grandma smoked so much that I just could not do it. She would smoke in the shower.
That's a problem.
My grandma would be smoking in the shower.
I mean, that's commitment.
The mixture of steam and smoke is the worst thing you can
imagine.
And
then it would stay on your wet hair, yeah.
Would she leave it on the toilet and just reach out and grab it?
She'd have one hand out of the shower while she's washing her hair. And then take a puff, and then continue.
That's somebody that wants to smoke.
She would travel. She would come visit us from Mexico, and I would wait. I would sleep on the floor. She would get my bed. I would wake up to her smoking in the middle of the night. One time, I woke up because there was a cigarette laying next to me. She fell asleep, and it lit the carpet on fire.
Oh boy!
Mm-mm-mm. Oh my gosh!
So, don't smoke, children.
She would smoke in her sleep.
Chance, welcome to Big Al Max Bit.
How are you doing today?
What's up, Chance?
My last day to be pushed around by my old boss because I'm starting a new job and they don't even know it.
Oh, really?
So you quit without giving notice?
Yes, I did.
And so are you actually going in to quit today or you're already done?
You're just not
going to
show up.
I'm already done.
So how'd it go? You just walked in and said, I quit and walked out?
No, I didn't tell him.
Just didn't.
I walked in yesterday to clean out my locker and I just told him I was just cleaning it up to tidy and... They don't even know I'm quitting.
Oh, wow.
And you're starting.
What kind of job was it you're leaving?
It's a place like a very, very small Home Depot. It's a warehouse where there's no air conditioning, and so the warehouse gets to be about 120 degrees.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you just say, look, I'm not coming back? Why just leave without saying anything?
I've been getting junked around up there, just treated like total crap, and I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
So
what's the new job?
The new job is actually a TSA officer at Love Field Airport.
They have air conditioning in there.
Yeah,
they do.
That's a step up.
And it's a career, not a job.
Yeah. Make sure you're a nice one too, by the way.
Oh, I will be.
Okay.
Hey, when you see me coming through your gate, wand me.
I will.
Thank you.
She loves to be wanded.
Yeah. Hashtag Kelly wants to get wanded.
I haven't been wanded in a while.
It's attention.
I know. I haven't been like...
I love being singled out.
I haven't been touched or wanded in a while.
I love being singled out and pulled to the side.
Well, really, they don't wand much anymore because now you just put your hands over your head.
They pat, yeah.
Yeah, but if something shows up, they take you over to the side and they wand.
I got patted.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten wanded.
I haven't been patted in a while.
Yeah, getting patted is pretty cool. Thanks, Chance. Good luck at the new job. Jessica, what is your last day for?
Hi, today is the last day that I'm going to try and fight my boyfriend to stop playing World of Warcraft.
You're just going to let him have it? Let him do it?
I'm just
going
to let him have it every day. Babe, it's 11 o'clock. You need to come to bed. No, I've got like 20 more minutes. I just got to fit. We've got to fight this boss. And I'm like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm done. I don't.
But
whatever.
You're not leaving the relationship. You're just going to let him win that battle.
I'm just going to let him win. It's not a battle worth winning.
So what's the good part about being with him?
Yeah, what do you like about him?
What's the good part about being with him? He's a nice guy. This is just his one vice.
Okay.
This is
what are you talking about?
Computer games are it. He's a GM at like a kid's fun house. So this is his release when he gets off of work.
What is he, a wizard or what is he?
I don't even know. His little guy's got like a helmet and he rides around on a dragon. then he just thinks it's like the most coolest thing for him to do. Yeah. And
you know what? There's somebody for everybody.
It's like a foreign. It is like a foreign language to me. Like I do not understand the desire and the addiction with
just
it.
Just got the kid inside him. Just never.
I don't either. Hence why I am no longer.
But there's enough good to make you stay for that.
Oh, well,
the good outweighs the world of Warcraft.
Well, what are you going to do in the extra 20 minutes at 11 p.m. when he's finishing World of Warcraft? What are you going to do with your time?
I'm just going to go to bed. He could have gotten something. Something could have happened.
Uh-huh.
But
I never know. He picks the game instead of you.
I'm going to go to bed now.
There you go.
Wow.
You let him know that. He might quit a little early.
Yeah,
that's what's going to do it.
Yeah, right.
No, he won't quit. He's not ready for that.
That's the comment.
I figure maybe that's a way that later on he will finally quit.
Maybe.
But I don't have to actively ask and nag.
Right, do you feel like he's dating somebody in that world? You know how they have girlfriends in the game?
No, because he'll come home and he'll call up his friends that also play that are married and have girlfriends. And he's like, oh, are you going to get on? I'm going to be on in like 10 minutes. And like they all sit there and get on and play together. And they're all on their headsets and I can hear them. And they're all talking to each other.
I want to get into
the headset thing. It's like next level.
You get the headset?
Kinsey won't let you.
Oh, Kinsey, what do you mean
Kinsey
she won't
let
me?
Won't let you.
Dude, you know you
don't
got
to ask for permission.
Yeah, you do.
When you get
Daddy.
It on the computer.
It's really bad because sometimes he'll be quiet for a long time and then all of a sudden something will happen in the game and you'll just hear him start like yelling. And I'm like, what is happening over there?
Is his username really dorky?
I don't know. No, I think it's Khan.
Khan?
Khan.
Okay, that's
which
not bad.
Which is dorky, but
that's good.
It's not like master or something.
Shut up. Master something.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, good luck with that fight right there.
I'm a womanizer, you're a womanizer, we're a womanizer.
Yep. Jamie, finish off Al's bit, please.
Today is my last day to own my current couch.
Oh, what happened to the couch?
Okay.
About 3 o'clock this morning, I got woke up by my 12-year-old, and my dog was having puppies on it.
Doggy placenta.
Puppy couch.
Oh, congratulations.
What kind of puppies?
Yeah, we didn't know it was clock time, but now I have 8. Pitbull
puppy. Oh.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yeah. Good way to wake up at 3 in the morning.
Jeez.
Everything is on the couch, like everything?
See, now Al's had his couch peed on. He just gets it cleaned and puts it back out there. This isn't worth saving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a leather couch. Yeah, so I just don't think I could ever sit on it again.
I don't blame you for that one.
Shame.
Well, if you're wanting to give away the puppies, Al needs one.
Yeah, he's been looking for a pit bull.
What do I need? I got a dog that I can't control
Al's
already.
Al's taking dogs in left and right. So let us know.
How do you think the bit went, Kelly?
Thanks, Jamie.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The listeners saved
that
bit.
Yeah, actually.
Thank you.
No credit to Big Al, the listeners. You came through.
Thank you.
Outcomes in. Hey, everyone listening.
You
work today.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate
you. You didn't even move. Personal experience.
Nope. Not my last day for doing anything.
Gonna let everybody handle that
one single thing.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Credit Morning Show.
Head on over to kidtv.com right now. Or kidnation.com, because we're about to show you a picture of Kelly Raspberry and something she attempted yesterday.
Really?
Well, Bethany Frankel caused quite a social media stir.
She did.
When she and her daughter were goofing around, and her daughter, she claimed, said, Mommy, put on my pajamas. And so Bethany said, all right, I will, my little 4-year-old size 4T daughter. I will put on your pajamas because I'm a grown woman. There's no way these can fit. But they did. And she decided to post that picture on Instagram, and it just became a hot mess.
Yeah, everybody's mad at her right now.
So this got you to thinking or something?
So Kelly wants people to be mad at her.
Wonder if I could fit into my daughter's pajamas.
So you tried this. Kelly and I wanted to try this because
we thought we'd just try it to see.
She's tall for her age.
Right.
Yeah, Kelly,
she's a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And her pajamas, her little princess pajamas, are a size 7-8.
7-8.
And we buy things, you know, because like, I'm a good mom. I bought these for her when she was about 4 years old, and they swallowed her, and now they fit her fine.
Perfect.
So she thought it was hilarious. getting me out of them was really a problem.
Oh, no.
I had to get on the floor, and she, because those things were so tight on my arms, we couldn't get them off.
Oh, okay, no. So it's
I'm not even going to pretend these fit me.
It's a dress. It's a sleep
dress. It's a sleep gown.
Okay. Okay.
There's no way I could put on my daughter's sleep shorts.
It goes down to her ankles, basically, right?
I'm about mid-calf at this point.
Uh-huh.
On me, it barely covered the private parts.
Did we have to censor?
But it was so tight on my arms.
Put the pickup. Oh, there it is.
I got it on.
Oh,
I got it
Kelly.
On.
Kelly Raspberry.
Slicky now.
Wow.
My arms, you can't see. There's no blood flow in my arms.
Arms?
She
what
was
arms?
Laughing hysterically.
I didn't know you had arms in that.
Kelly.
That fits just fine.
You could be armless as far as I'm concerned.
It's like a baby doll nightie
on
there.
Yeah,
KidNation.com for that picture.
Oh, man.
I think it looks great. It fits just fine.
Yeah.
Where'd I have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I wouldn't. My arms would have to be amputated. There's
question,
no blood flow.
Who took the picture?
Emma Kelly did.
Yeah, you called me over to pick up a dead squirrel in the living room floor.
Yeah, I won't call you over for that.
See, it's from way lower, so you know Emma Kelly took it.
That's awesome. I tried to do it with my son's. He wears 5T, and I barely got my foot in his pants before Kenzie said no, because we only have 3 pajamas. So I had to pull out.
You live a mile from Target. Go buy some more pajamas.
Right.
Oh, but he likes his pajamas. They're the fire truck ones. Can't mess up the fire truck ones.
Okay, go back to Kelly's picture again.
Anyway, it was a fun bonding moment. Really, every mother and daughter should try it.
Nice. Nice.
Wow, that was hilarious. You look hot, Kelly.
Yeah,
well, thanks.
In a nice Disney princess kind of way.
Saving money now.
Yeah. Hey,
buddy.
She's making Tiana stretch out a little bit in some parts.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all good, though.
Hashtag sexy Kelly.
Let's bring an executive producer.
My favorite princess.
Areola?
Yeah, Princess Areola.
Areola. You've called Ariel Areola, and you've called Ariana Grande Areola. What's your deal with Areola?
I don't know. Hashtag all about the Areola.
Speaking of hashtags, let's bring in executive producer Mike.
So here's the funny thing.
Hey, Mikey!
Nowadays, everybody's kind of getting hip on Twitter when it comes to hashtags. There's a big section of our audience who uses Facebook exclusively that still really doesn't kind of know what the hashtag craze is.
Right.
So this, hashtag that.
We say it a lot on the show, you know, just because it's become kind of a funny way of adding stuff and tacking on. And
hashtag
so,
buy Kelly's house.
You guys have said a lot of hashtags over the past couple weeks. So the production crew, like, we've been taking notes every day, and we assembled a group of a bunch of these hashtags. Hmm. And then we thought, I wonder if you guys are going to even remember what some of these meant when you said them.
A lot of these hashtags have never amounted to even actually hashtagging on social media. We just say them.
It's just a funny thing to tack on to a sentence.
Right.
Hold on.
Your attention, please.
We're going to play some of these hashtags the way that you said them.
Hashtag Kelly Raspberry broke KidNation.com.
I broke it?
You broke it.
Is it on your Facebook?
Wow. The site is down.
There you go. There's a new hashtag, Mike.
You broke the internet.
You broke the internet, Kelly.
All right, so here's what we're going
to
do.
Everybody's dying to see my hoo.
Shannon's going to play the hashtag, the original thing. You guys try to figure out what it was that you were talking about at the time, and then we'll play you what it was.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
All right. Hashtag God be knowing.
Huh?
Hashtag God be knowing.
God be knowing?
God be knowing.
God be knowing. What was that in reference to?
God.
We talked about, we talked about God having a
Google?
A Twitter account, right? He has a Facebook
hashtag
page.
Hashtag God be knowing.
Yeah.
Huh.
What if
yeah,
God
that's
was
right.
One of us?
Al was talking about God having a Facebook.
And I said God to know.
Is it my friend requests God accepted my friend request.
Okay, yeah. Is it about poking
about God
people?
Having a Facebook.
And I said something about, what if God poked you?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Here is what the context was.
I think if God would have made me a hot little, cheerleader in high school, I wouldn't have developed this fabulous personality and be sitting with you here today.
Right.
I would be married to a multimillionaire and be living the life of a kept woman and enjoying myself thoroughly. Thank you, God.
So it's because God did not.
God be knowing.
God be knowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's your next one.
We got it wrong.
Hashtag Jenna be ballin'.
Jenna be ballin'.
Jenna be ballin'.
Jenna be ballin'.
See, Jenna be ballin' a lot lately.
Out of control.
Is it because she went to Costa Rica for...
No, because that was... Jenna
okay, it was... gosh.
Kelly, you said it. Do you remember?
Yeah, Kelly said it. It was... I talked about... I was definitely spending money on something.
Yes?
I was spending money.
Warmer?
No.
Jenna be always spending money.
I spent some money on...
The doggy operation?
No. Jenna be ballin'.
Here we go. Here's the question.
Was it maybe
answer.
When she got dumped the first time?
Oh, was it maybe because I...
No.
Yeah,
no,
maybe okay. Because I like, oh, I don't know, buying stuff and not having the guy buy stuff.
No.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Or you go out with me one day?
Woo! That's not how
I can.
How about I book the dinner?
Okay.
And then you guys go, and then you'll give us the update after and let us know how it is.
Well, that's why
we're
on vacation. We're
going to be on vacation.
Take them to Costa Rica with you.
Hey, Jenna be ballin'.
Hang out.
There you go. So you offered to buy our intern and his best friend dinner.
Are they boyfriend and girlfriend now? Alex, the intern and his girl?
Alex!
We haven't done a follow-up.
Oh,
that.
Follow-up, no.
Tell the producer this is a soundproof room. He just yell all
well, we have microphones
I
out.
I do that for effect, for dramatic. Like, intern getting here effect.
People are listening.
All right, here
let's do the next one. This is if you guys remember your hashtags.
Okay.
All right. Hashtag Kelly don't be knowing.
Oh, Kelly got something wrong.
Kelly don't be knowing. Yeah.
Oh, I said Kelly
obviously
don't be
got
drugs.
Something.
Come on, Al, you remember?
She got something wrong, but I couldn't. She is wrong so seldom.
Usually the thing I don't know, we always say we don't know about is drugs.
Either drugs
references.
Or sports.
That's how the that be knowing stuff started. Yeah.
It might have been during the Justin Bieber weed story.
Yeah, it was like it was a drug. Well, I don't know. That's how it started.
Right.
Here's the correct answer.
If they're not chirping
they chirp
it, it's
only
cold.
One time in 14 seconds, that means it's 41 degrees.
I'm trying this tonight.
Ain't no 41 degrees.
That's why they don't chirp in Fargo.
How you gonna tell me crickets don't chirp in Fargo?
Because they don't chirp. It's too cold. Mm.
Crickets chirp. That would chirp more. Keep me warm.
No, I would think they hibernate when it's cold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crickets don't hibernate.
Crickets don't hibernate?
You know, they didn't teach me this in school. There's a lot they taught me in school I've forgotten.
Hashtag Kelly don't be knowing.
Kelly don't be knowing today.
Going.
Oh, that's when we told you that you
cricket
can
chirping.
you can count the cricket chirp and it tells you the temperature outside quite accurately.
Mm.
Yeah, you're
dropping
me.
We still not proven that yet.
Yeah.
No, they did. It's
or you can just
proven.
Pull. Can't you just pull out your iPhone and see what the temperature is?
Well, but the thing was, we
hashtag Jenna be ballin'.
We couldn't figure out if the crickets could determine whether it's Celsius or Fahrenheit.
That's what we were.
Oh yeah, about. They were European crickets.
I read up on it. It's Fahrenheit.
I think we have a European cricket on the phone right now.
All right, here we go. Here's the last one.
All right.
Hashtag my leg is gone.
Hashtag my leg
is
gone.
That
one.
From yesterday when the guy's prosthetic leg got stuck in the mud.
In the mud.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, yeah.
My vacation was ruined when my father-in-law's prosthetic leg got stuck in the mud in the bottom of the lake.
It could happen to anybody.
Is that all we got? Yeah.
Let's do one more. We got time.
You right. Got one more?
Nice. Hashtag no dancing.
Hashtag no dancing.
Al, hashtag no dancing.
Hashtag no dancing.
Come on, Al.
Can you
hashtag
give us
no
a hint?
Dancing.
It's like so random.
Dude, I guess we do.
Yeah,
so many of these.
I feel like some of Al's are so under his breath that we didn't even hear him the first time around.
Right?
Yeah, you just throw him out there.
Do we have a hint?
I talk so much, I don't even know what I'd say.
Is it back in prom season when we were telling kids not to get too close?
No, here's the clip.
Well, you know, Baptist, only in closets, yeah. Behind the door, you know.
And it's got to be one, right?
And no dancing. No drinking. No dancing.
Kelly and I. Hashtag no dancing.
About so Kelly Banquet.
He just throws one out about anything.
See, the thing you have to know about me, I don't like silence. So if there's not a modulation going on, then I just have to ramble something, like I am right now. Because, I have to talk. I can't let
why?
Silence.
Yeah.
Sometimes silence can just be like, you got to let the point resonate with people.
Yeah, just let it sit.
You know?
Hashtag LB talking.
You got a cousin named hashtag LB?
I actually don't.
Oh, dang.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party.
Wow, it's been a long time since
I know. Back in December of 2009.
Back in the day.
This is your show right here, Jeff.
Jersey Shore hit MTV and everybody fell in love with it.
This was your show.
I loved this show.
It was really a big shift in culture, pop culture right then.
Mm-hmm. And they had a strong run, you know. And after that first season, I would say the most popular person on that show was The Situation.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a couple years since they've been on TV, so you're probably wondering, what are they up to nowadays? Well, we have Mike The Situation Sorrentino on the phone with us right now to tell us exactly what he's up to. Hey, dude.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's good. Up, man?
Would you prefer to be called Mike now and just let The Situation go forever, or are you still identifying with that?
Well, you know what? It varies. Most of the time, I'll be honest, people call me The Situation. Just family calls me Michael. My girlfriend calls me Michael. It's hard to get away from from the situation, but, you know, little bit by little bit, I think as time goes by and I continue to do more some TV and some more, maybe some film, maybe I can adopt to Mike the Situation Sorrentino, and then maybe Mike Sorrentino, or maybe, sort of like The Rock. I mean, The Rock, he was known for WWE for, you know, The Rock, and eventually went Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and now it's just Dwayne Johnson. So maybe that could happen for me.
My daughter's favorite actor you happen to bring up, so that would be a good role model for you to follow that career path.
Oh, you know what? I met him, and he is an awesome dude.
Yeah.
And he stopped me in an airport one time, and he was like, Situation, you're doing great. He's like, keep up the good work. You branded yourself, and nobody told you how to do it. I'll never forget. He was so nice. He shook my hand, and, you know, I never forget some of the things that, you know, or how nice people, you know, were to you or are to you. You know, you never want to forget those kind words, you know?
Now, your new show is called The Sorrentinos. It's your family. It's you have your brother, Frank, who is the star of the family, quote unquote.
He's the star of the family,
That's what it says.
That's what the press release says?
Is he really the star of the family, Mike? Because I think you're the famous one.
Oh, my God. No. You know what? He could be the star in his own mind, possibly. you know, he did want to pursue his dreams when he was young, you know, in the film world, but he never continued to pursue them. So when I started, you know, in college trying to pursue my dreams as a model or a stripper or whatever.
Or whatever, yeah. Right? You do what you got to do.
And then eventually I was discovered, probably 2008 I was discovered. And then I, you know, did Jersey Shore. And as that dream and that roller coaster started, I helped my family, be in the entertainment world. And now I was able to push it into a show and help them pursue their dreams, which is really awesome.
Now, because I'm sure you've grown up and evolved since the Jersey Shore. How are you different from the Situation we saw on the Jersey Shore, where you had a bit of a fall off there in the last few seasons, to the person you are on this show?
I would have to say that during Jersey Shore, you saw somebody. I mean, it is cut down 300 hours to one, but at the same time, I'm not going to lie, what you saw was me. But at the same time, it wasn't the whole me. You know, it wasn't Michael Sorrentino. You saw the Situation, the wild, crazy, alter ego, cocky, confident, you know, side. I'm sure that, like, almost everyone has to some degree. You know, mine was magnified, as well as there was a camera on me. And there's so much more sides to me. I'm a family man. I'm you know, a businessman. I'm a brother.
You're a dancer.
You know,
You're a dancer, Mike.
Yeah,
won me over on Dancing with the Stars. I think that showed more of your true self.
Yes. Dancing with the Stars did show more of my true self. Yes, it did.
And that helped you a lot. I think it won a lot of people over who might have still been looking at you side-eyed about that Situation nonsense.
No, you're right. It really got me out to a whole new demographic, as well as that show as a whole. I mean, for anybody to go on it, it's an unbelievable experience. When I first went in, I went in like anything, very bright-eyed, like, oh, I could do anything. I showed up to practice like it wasn't going to be a thing. I'm known for my abs. Next thing you know, Karina, who's, you know, one of the dancers and on the show, she's like, you know, you have to practice 8 hours a day, for like 5 days a week for the dance. And we got 1 week to learn dance, so it's not easy. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? But eventually I tried to put my best foot forward. To do my best, as I always try to do, and just see where the coin lands, so to speak.
Now, cameras have been filming you for this new show, The Sorrentinos, which premieres tonight on the TV Guide channel. It's been filming you for quite some time. So, did it capture that brawl you got into with your brother at the tanning salon?
Yeah. Well, you know what? There is cameras inside the tanning salon, you know, for security reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm definitely sure that there is footage.
Yeah.
The authorities may be looking for it, but, you know, because there is a court date at the end of the month for a simple assault, I believe. But hopefully it gets thrown out. It's between family, and it was actually my tanning salon. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, the rumor is, I think E! Was reporting that it wasn't the brother that gave you the black eye, it was your own mother.
Trying to break up the fight.
Yes. Mom's a Sicilian, and I'll be honest, I was a little pissed because I couldn't, you know, it was an argument between me and my brother, and I couldn't believe that my mom jumped in, and I thought she was picking sides. I got pissed. I even blocked my mom from Twitter.
Oh, no, you didn't, Mike.
No.
Yeah, for like a week. For like a week, I blocked her.
For a week.
I was like, I make money on this face. So I was like, she just tripped it up.
Oh, wow.
And Frank didn't even do it, you know, in the fight.
So,
what was the fight about?
Yeah, was it over tanning lotion? He gave you the wrong kind?
No.
No, it was over a number of things. You know, we lived together, and, he never paid a dime for rent or food or anything. He lived rent-free for a very long time. He had I just took care of my family for such a long time.
Yeah.
That I just felt that I deserved a certain respect and to be appreciative of me and what I've done, and as well as put up this tanning salon, and I paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for my family, you know. So when I'm on TMZ the week before for bouncing checks, I'm like, I'm in my car, you know, my Ferrari driving somewhere, and I'm on the news, and I'm like, this is not even me, you know, and I get pissed off. I'm a very emotional person. I went straight to the tanning salon or straight to his house looking for him. It was a laundry list of things as well. But when I finally got to him, I realized I didn't have a key to my own tanning salon. No lie.
It was like the final straw.
Don't you hate that?
It was the final straw. I was so pissed. I was like, you know what? I went back to the old Karate Kid days. And I eventually...
You did the crane?
You did not do the crane on him.
You did the crane, Mike?
No, you know what? I can do the crane. I for real can do the crane. But I decided on Sidekick to open the door.
No, if anything...
Wow.
But once I opened the door, I didn't realize my mom and sister were there. And then they, you know, trying to break it up. And next thing you know it, you know, the police arrested me. I was in jail for 3 hours.
Man.
My girlfriend bailed me out. I was had a broken hand. It was just like, oh, my God, no. I was like, because it just reminded me of the Jersey Shore days where I was just getting in so much trouble. I was like, no, not again, you know?
Well, we're going to follow it all, hopefully, that it'll you know, we'll follow along on the Sorrentinos, which is really exciting to have your whole family. We get to really know why you are the way you are based on the people you grew up with.
We got Frank. We got Mark, who's a DJ also, right?
Right.
Yes. Mark is a DJ. He started that like 2 years ago when I was touring the world. After shows that I would do, you would tour the world, and he would come and DJ, and I would host. And, you know, it launched his career, and now he's on his own. And my brother Frank is trying to rekindle, after about 3 decades, his dream.
Of acting.
And
your sister, your sister's engaged, right?
Yes, my sister is engaged to one of our childhood friends who also works for the tanning salon. And, you know, things can be really going better. You know, I'm very healthy, happy, focused, motivated. You know, I'm getting a second shot at TV, which not many people even get their first. So I'm really, I feel very blessed.
All right, well, watch Mike and his entire family,
the Sorrentinos,
tonight.
The Situation.
At 9 o'clock Central on the TV Guide Network. Mike, The Situation, Sorrentino. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Wish you luck on your show.
Thank you.
All right.
He's so likable, right?
Yeah, he really is.
Really trying.
He's likable.
I really wanted ask him about tanning tips before you let him go, though, like spray tanning and real tanning bed tanning, because as TV stars, we all have to look tan.
Yeah, I missed my appointment last week. I had to adjust the lighting yesterday. I'm so albino.
You ladies have it right. You guys got
it down.
So, you guys got it down.
So
he's a likable guy. I'm telling you. Whenever he, you know, you see the image, like he said, the situation, and they focus on that one part of his personality.
He realizes that's how his bread and butter.
He's very
likable. Yeah. He gets it.
He's on TV for a reason.
JC has issues with him privately.
It was from a few years back, so that's why I'm hoping he's a different guy.
JC didn't want to do the interview due to an unfortunate incident at a nightclub many years ago.
He hit on my wife when I was standing right there.
Why did we not talk to him about that?
Because it's
he won't remember. You know how many girls he's hit on a nightclub?
Right.
It's a numbers game.
What's the point? I know. I'm sure that he's a different person.
And how does he know it's your wife? You're just some dude standing next to the chick.
Because I said, hi, I'm JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is my wife, Kinsey. Nice to meet you. Can we get a picture? We took a picture as we were walking.
This was the height of the situation days.
As we were walking away, his handler came up and handed Kinsey, my wife, who I just introduced to him as my wife, a card that said, hey, if you want to get into something later, and kind of looks at me, here you go, and handed her the card.
Well, he might have just wanted her to get into his Ferrari.
He might have assumed because she's so beautiful, she has beautiful friends.
Maybe.
There you go. See?
Or
JC always assumes the worst in people.
Yeah, man. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
He needs to be more like us, Al. We always see the best in
people. Oh, my goodness.
Half full, baby. Half full.
Yeah, we're right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, you ladies have those humongous bags.
Yep.
And I don't understand what you need to travel with every single day.
You never know what you're going to need.
Products,
and
dude.
I've often found that I never have what I need despite my bag getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
it just is more like it, just like a bigger trash can, basically.
Jenna, your bag looks like a carry-on.
Yeah, it almost does. It's great. Yeah. I love this purse. It's great. It just perfectly fits my laptop, actually.
Your laptop can fit in your purse.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Among other things that you probably have in there.
Yeah, yeah. You can go through it. I actually don't know if I have as much bizarre stuff as I often do, like nail files. It's great too to help someone else out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have a snack, or I found that moms normally have better stuff
in
their purse because they have to have, they never know what they need in terms of medicine.
Sure.
If you ever see my wife out and about and you're hungry, just ask her because she has three different flavors of Goldfish crackers in her purse.
Mm-hmm.
And probably got some fruit in there.
Oh, yeah. She's got an orange and an apple, at least, among other things.
Here, you can take mine and go through it. I really actually don't know if I have anything too crazy in it.
You got a French fry in there? Like from something old?
I know I definitely have. I have too
huge.
Much. I have too much of something in there.
I can go through your purse, really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind.
You have glasses.
Oh, I have a bra.
What's that?
Pills.
There's a bra.
Okay.
Yeah, I What's usually this? Always have a bra.
More
that's
pills.
A leave.
Okay. What's this?
More pills.
Pills. Yeah, that's a regular pharmacy up in here.
Wow.
I know. I think I have like a lot of glasses in there.
And
I think
have
I
what? Have.
Glasses? Like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
the glasses
like,
that you wear.
I think, I'm not sure how many pair I have in
Jenna,
there.
Jenna, you have
but
three pairs of glasses in here. Four.
I should.
Four.
I have
five.
Four.
Five? Five pairs
five
of glasses.
Five pairs of sunglasses.
My goodness.
You never know, you know, what mood you're going to be in. I've been into like a bad, I've had a bad sunglass addiction lately. That I've been buying a pair of sunglasses like every month.
What's this?
That's birth control. It's okay. Out.
If you're a, this might be a black thing.
Might have been a bad idea.
This might be a black thing. Help me out, Kelly.
Sunglasses and medicine.
Most sisters I know that are over 35 mm-hmm. are probably going to have aluminum foil in their purse.
I don't know why you say that.
I don't know why you say that
you
either.
You say sisters?
Sisters, yeah. Yeah, because
there's Kelly's. See, Kelly's is even bigger than mine.
I love my bag. I get so many compliments on that bag. It's about to fall apart.
Granddaddy, I'm sorry. You told me never to go through a woman's
she
purse.
She said it's okay.
No, we're giving you permission.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in there.
Okay, obviously car keys. Makeup.
Yeah, normally I have about 20 of nearly the same color
there's
of lip
makeup.
Gloss.
No, I mean, not makeup. There's a day pad.
A pad of things I need to do for the big move.
Kelly's a big planner.
Kelly and I both really like our planners.
A little purse inside the purse.
That's a clutch, right?
Clutch inside the purse.
Yeah.
A wristlet.
Another purse.
Another clutch. So you're two clutch.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Hashtag Kelly is clutch.
This is
it's a wallet.
Is pocketbook or whatever.
It's a wallet.
How many? You have bags inside your bag.
Yeah.
Business cards. Lots of mints.
I keep a big jar of those wintergreen individually wrapped mints at the kitchen counter, and I just grab a handful.
Kelly's always
my
go-to for
Sharpie.
Like candy or mints.
Kelly is scared of dragon breath.
Sharpie,
she
lollipop.
She doesn't want to have stink breath.
A Tootsie Roll Pop.
Okay.
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's about it. No sunglasses, but the sunglass
case. Sunglasses are in my car.
Okay. And none of mine are in cases. Terrible.
Yeah. Jenna,
I know.
Five.
I know.
A whole bunch of junk. A whole bunch of envelopes. Bills, I guess.
Bills at my elections. You know, I've got to fill them in. My voter registration, I've got to send that in because I moved. So that's in there. I'm being a responsible American.
Let me see your book bag.
I have a purse.
No, let me see it. Hand it to me.
What?
Give it. I won't, like, hopefully.
You're so responsible, Kelly.
You need to vote. If you're not happy with the way things are going, it's your own fault if you don't vote.
JC has a MERS, and let me guess what's in JC's MERS.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he has meal replacement shake mix.
Yep.
Yep. Chicken breast in there?
Nope. Oh, wait, what's this? Oh, protein chews.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, you have compliments of...
Kelly gave me a planner.
Breast imaging centers.
Yeah, Kelly gave me a breast imaging planner.
They sent a bunch of
mammogram planner.
Yeah. So much stuff going on.
I'm not
using
sure
it?
Why you have that. Okay,
you need to plan things.
I'm planning stuff.
Okay, I think you have some underwear.
I have two pairs of underwear because you never
okay,
know.
Okay, I've just touched those.
Two pairs of underwear.
Another protein shaker.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so you got... What is this protein or estrogen? You got a breast mammogram planner and protein mix and underwear.
Kelly gave me my planner.
I did.
I can't help it. Hmm. Now, we're doing this because a story came out in the Huffington Post about Nicki Minaj having, what was it, turkey pepperoni?
A turkey sandwich?
Yeah, no. Yeah. She had, yeah, like turkey jerky. Turkey pepperoni in her purse.
Was it wrapped in foil?
It was during an interview. She was, you know, just, she revealed what's in her purse so she could be like, you know, stars, they're just like us. They have, you know, I love those ads, though, when I see those in magazines where celebrities, I'm sure they pre-planned it, but they dump their purse out to show all their essentials. It's great. I love seeing what's in people's purses.
Some people wrote us on Facebook and Twitter, like Jen, and said, I have my son's umbilical cord in there.
Oh.
I'm doing a scrapbook, and I kept losing it, so I put it where I know where it is.
Oh.
Keep that.
So if you ever see Jen, she has her son's umbilical cord.
Somebody might mistake that for jerky.
Allie says, I think Jenna probably has this also, melted deodorant in her purse. Do you have deodorant?
Because you had the Botox.
I still have to wear deodorant, but I usually do always have deodorant in my purse. This is a nice purse that was a gift, so I've been trying to keep it clean for me. So
okay.
Oh, how about Sala? Uh-huh. I don't know how to pronounce that name. She has a tick in a medicine bottle that she took off her head when she was camping last month.
Why did she save it?
Is that in case she gets like Lyme disease? It needs to be tested or something?
No.
Hashtag Caitlin, save the ticks.
That's a trophy.
Caitlin says, I have nipple cream, butt paste, and a gun. I'm prepared for just about anything an infant or a criminal can throw at me.
Nipple.
For nursing, your nipples get really dry and crab.
Okay.
You can also use it if you're running and your nipples get sensitive.
Yeah, this is a good tip. What?
Katie says, I keep about a dozen fortune cookies in my purse, so when I'm sad, I open one up.
Oh. Have you gotten the fortune cookie?
What a great idea.
Have you gotten the fortune cookie that doesn't make sense?
Yeah, I get my fortunes are just, yeah, weird. They're so obtuse. It's
the sun is going to come out yesterday when it comes out tomorrow. What? What's that mean? I don't understand what that means.
Nicole says she has a gun, a drywall knife, and dog treats. LOL, I work in home repair. I like to be safe, and I love my dog.
Oh, women packing heat.
Have you gotten the fortune cookie that has like four numbers?
What's the point?
Your lucky numbers, not necessarily lottery.
I just have four numbers. And I flip it over, and then I finally found out.
The fortune cookie.
Right?
Thing.
He can't let that go. Crystal says she has an extension cord in her purse. Now, I'm not sure if she needs to plug stuff in or if she had kids and she's going, whoop. I'm not sure.
I do like the fortune cookie that teaches you how to speak Chinese.
Why are you on fortune cookies right now?
I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about
But do you ever eat them?
Yeah.
I love the
half
taste
of, it.
Of them.
I love the taste of them. They're a little sickly sweet to me.
Yeah, I don't like them. Yeah.
I have a few of them that I've saved. It's fun to go back and look in your wallet and see that strip of paper. Oh, look, JC!
Yes.
A fortune cookie! Somebody just brought it.
Mine. See,
it's meant to be for you. You were so passionate.
My fortune today. Character is the cornerstone of success.
Yeah, see, lame.
Boring one.
Oh, but I can say eggplant in Chinese now.
Say it.
Kia zi.
Is it really your fortune when somebody hands you the fortune cookie?
It is now your fortune because you opened it.
I opened it. Lucky for us, Shannon and phone screener Lacey went out on the streets and asked the same question to unsuspecting ladies. And here's what came up.
I have a combination of 9 different lip glosses and lip balms.
My little retractable handheld fan, like I'm a little Southern Belle. Because I start feeling claustrophobic and I can create my own air, so I feel like I can breathe.
My chopsticks, because I'm Asian. A corkscrew.
I never know when I'm going to have like a great bottle of wine.
It has to be the pair of earmuffs. The story is because my ears are always cold, but the real reason that I have them in my purse is because I can't stand most of the people that I work with.
Cat food. I have it so I can feed my hedgehog.
A toy dinosaur. Because I found it and couldn't let the opportunity pass me up.
I have a small Tabasco bottle in my purse. I originally was going to put it in my daughter's stocking for Christmas, and it never made it in there.
Right now I have sticky boobs in my purse that you like put over your boobs instead of wearing a bra, like if you're wearing a backless shirt.
Prenatal vitamins. I am not pregnant, but hopefully one day.
The strangest thing I found in my purse, a dead mouse. Apparently he found some crumbs at the bottom, and I guess they were fatal. I haven't carried a purse since.
Baby Bell, cheese. I threw a couple of those in my purse a couple of weeks ago, and so that might be where the smell is coming from. And this is probably why my husband does not think I need a Coach purse and need to just carry it around the garbage can.
Yeah, you got to remember you put cheese in your purse.
Yeah, that is
That's something
gross.
Kind of important not to forget.
To the phones we go. Crystal, what's the weirdest thing in your purse?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Well, my thing is toothbrush and toothpaste.
Why?
At any given time of the day, I will pull out my toothbrush and my toothpaste and brush my teeth. Like, I get the evil eye going down the interstate in the mornings because I'm, like, brushing my teeth going 80 miles an hour down the interstate.
Where do you spit?
Yeah, where do you spit the stuff?
Well, when I leave my house, I get a spit cup and then a cup with water so I can rinse and keep my teeth and my breath fresh.
I don't always brush in my car. I mean, I think it's great. I've been traveling, so I don't have as much, but a little deodorant, toothbrush, perfume, a little, you it's, never know.
It's safer than applying makeup.
Yeah, but I brush my teeth at work sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that, Crystal.
I brush mine everywhere.
You have the freshest breath at work.
Right.
You know? Exactly, yes, definitely. Like Kelly, I don't want to get the dragon breath.
Wintergreen mints, I always have them.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jessica. Weirdest thing in your purse?
The strangest thing I have in my purse right now is a little baggie with 5 pieces of bacon and a pack of ramen noodles.
Lunch? Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to flavor
bacon
the ramen?
And ramen noodles.
You flavor the ramen with the bacon.
No, they're separate. I'm one of those people that likes to eat like every couple hours, and people are wondering what I pull out of my purse next. Like, and they get mad at me because I'm the smallest person in the office, and I'm eating like all day long.
Yeah. Ramen noodles dry with just a little bit of the seasoning is so good.
It's like
it's so good. I heard you can get sick from it, but I haven't gotten sick.
What the heck?
I used to eat it all the time.
If you eat it all the time,
Ramika,
shout out.
Craziest thing in your purse?
The strangest thing in my purse is my zombie survival guide.
Yeah.
What is that?
What have you learned?
I've learned how to survive if the zombie apocalypse happens. So.
What's the number one most helpful tip?
Can you give us the best tip?
Yeah, the number one tip you can give us, because we don't have the book.
The first thing you need to do is, like, get to an academy or something and stock up on survival supplies so you can survive in the wild.
Right. So go steal.
Like tents, canteens.
Yeah, you need stuff to, like, purify water, definitely weapons, like a knife, a bludgeon.
Batteries.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Like a bow and some arrows.
Or you could just have a weapon so you can steal it from everyone else that's already gotten it.
I'm going to be a mooch.
That's also true.
I'm going to just go mooch off of people.
Because that's what I mean, yeah. You might need something threatening.
Because, Ramika, honestly, if the zombie apocalypse does happen, you're the one that's going to get caught because you're going to be busy reading.
No, I'm not going to get caught. I have the knowledge in my head, and then if anything, like, isn't coming to me, I've got it. So I can, save my friends and my family, and then they can all read it, too. We can, like, form a little community of zombie survivors.
Okay, I get that.
Well, we probably need to get your number so we could find you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If cell service is still available.
Hold on the line, because we need you just in case it does go down.
I'd want to just be a zombie.
No.
Yeah.
No, because they're all slow and stuff.
They have, like, cool makeup and stuff.
They don't wear, that's not makeup.
Well, when the zombies get you, don't they, like, turn you into a zombie?
Exactly. I just let the zombie get me. Yeah.
You have the choice.
And then I can be a zombie.
Yeah.
I'd let, like, a hot zombie bite me. That's it. Paula, weirdest thing in your bag?
I actually have 3 really weird things in my bag.
Okay.
Plus, I have a breakfast sausage sandwich on wheat toast, a dog biscuit, and I have pictures of my throat being scoped from a procedure a couple of weeks ago, and I can't take it out of my purse.
Yeah, those pictures. I've gotten that before. It doesn't look like a throat.
Yeah, it looks like lady parts.
Uh-huh.
It looks like you took a picture for a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Oh.
It definitely, it should be considered boudoir pictures.
Who are you sexting, Paula?
Internal.
Do you actually?
And I also have a can of spray paint.
Are you going to go tag in today or what?
Justin Bieber?
Well, I have to bring it back to a friend of mine, so I figured, you know, the purse is big enough to shove it in there so when I see her, you know.
What color? What color is the paint?
It is brushed amber.
Oh, that's a beautiful color.
Oh, well.
Brushed amber.
Brushed amber.
My favorite of all the colors.
Al, describe what color brushed amber is.
It's got to be like a goldish. Either that is it's like a white girl with red hair.
Is it red brown?
It is like a goldish brown.
Okay. Well done, Al. And thank you for the call, Paula.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, if you've been listening to the radio lately, you've heard this song. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry her anyway. Marry that girl. Marry her anyway. So I heard that song over and over during our vacation.
Yeah.
It was a song that got stuck in my head. And, and it sounds nice when you hear the hook. I'm going to marry that girl.
Do you not know what it's about?
So I went and I looked up the lyrics. So I was like, I want to learn this song. It's about a guy who shows up to his girlfriend's dad's house and asks for the daughter's hand in marriage.
Because he's an old-fashioned guy.
Because he's an old-fashioned guy.
The father would appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning, he got out of bed and went over there. Put on his best suit. Try to take care of business and ask for the daughter's hand in marriage.
Dad said, no way.
But dad says no.
Oh.
Now here's the thing.
Shut up.
When a dad says no, there's got to be a reason. He's not just going to say no because he's a jerk. Mm. It's not rude of him to say no.
I mean, does that happen a lot? When a man goes to all the...
I don't think so.
That's a tradition that's being lost.
I thought it was just a tradition that was like, you do it, and whether the dad wants it or not, like, it's just... I mean, he's going to do it anyways. It's nice that he just asked,
because
right?
you could tell if a dad's going to say yes. Normally, you have a good relationship with him. You've gone out a few times. He
that's
likes
who
you.
I want to talk to is the guy the dad said no.
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow, Kelly.
Yeah, maybe we can talk to somebody.
That's tomorrow,
that'd be
Kelly.
Crazy.
Because I want to know why. You know, I want to know if you're the dad that did it or if you're the guy
talking
that was.
To the dad. Yeah. No way. Mm-hmm.
So after I looked up the lyrics and all that, we come back to work this week, and a guy named Benji with his wife Jenna wrote this reply song from the dad's perspective.
Okay, so it's not the actual dad that the original Magic song's
people
written
think
about.
It is. It's not.
It's just the response.
It's a guy named Benji and Jenna Cowart, and they have a YouTube channel, and they do covers and stuff. So this is his reply to the Rude song called Why You Gotta Call Me Rude.
Saturday morning, you came without warning, woke me up from my bed, seeking permission to marry my princess. So what's wrong with your big head? It's the first time I met you. Why would I let you run off with my baby girl? You're back in your Pinto. It's time that you go. The answer's no. You say you want my daughter for the rest of your life. Well, you gotta make more than burgers and fries. Get out your mama's basement. Go and get you a life. Son, you're 28. Don't you think it's time? Why you gotta call me rude?
She doing laundry?
Doing what a dad should do. Keep her from a fool like you. And if you marry her anyway, you marry that girl. I'm gonna punch your face. Marry that girl. I'll make you go away. Marry that girl in the bottom of the lake.
Murder him?
Wow.
Well, now it's on video. Evidence. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he took it a little too far with saying he's going to be in the bottom of a lake. But that's how a lot of dads feel.
Oh, it just rhymes.
Best part of that video is when the wife comes up and she's carrying a load of clothes. She's carrying a load of clothes. She's kind of watching them for a minute.
The wife comes out of nowhere. No, she sings along with them. She's backup vocals.
You think that was staged? Or do you think she was really just caught up in the moment? I'm going to go with staged.
Thanks, Kelly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.